Chapter 2. Ghee. Right decision. Think of the going out before you enter. Arabian proverb. Most traditional schools of Kyudo focus on some variation of the Hasetsu Shahu, the 8 positions of the archer. These postures are generally regarded as still shots, or representative stages in the fluid kata of shooting an arrow. While most of these schools also teach some of the formalities which traditionally precede and follow the exercise of shooting, the master's lessons focused on these ostensibly ancillary aspects of the art, perhaps more than the taking of the shot itself. To begin with, students were taught uchine jutsu, the all-but-forgotten art of using the unstrung bow as a kind of flexible staff, and yajiri, arrowheads, and even ya, arrows, as projectile weapons. The idea was that the archer should know how to defend himself should he encounter an attacker prior to nyūjō, approaching the firing point and preparing his weapon to shoot. Adherence to such ancient practices is one of the primary factors that distinguishes kyūjutsu from kyudo. Of perhaps even more importance are the processes of sadaminoza and honza, decision sitting and book sitting. In sadaminoza, having prepared the bow to fire, the archer takes a moment to consider his natural environment. In addition to selecting the optimal firing point, determining the effect of the position of the sun and other natural phenomena, and establishing the preferred sequence of shots, an appropriate strategy must be selected from the wide variety of available possibilities. As in kenjutsu, this is a matter of heiho. It is to be performed from a position of relative safety prior to engaging the enemy. More tactical matters, such as target acquisition, the appropriate type of yajiri for each particular target, and compensating for windage and elevation, are accomplished during honza. Beyond this type of practice, the master also required that his students read and reflect upon the master texts. Perhaps required is too strong a word. Encouraged. The master would frequently allude to a particular treatise or term of art, almost in passing, and sometimes as a kind of intercultural shorthand. Unless the student has some familiarity with the subject matter, the reference would be meaningless, the insight lost. In the arts, as in life, sufficient observation and reflection will generally yield an appropriate answer to virtually any problem. It is vital, however, to recognize the importance of doing one's homework before rushing headlong into a situation, and to believe firmly that a solution exists. Having discovered the correct course of action, however, following that path to its final destination is an entirely different matter.